Welcome back to 848. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Tis the season to be scary, at least as far as the local theater scene is concerned. And who better to guide you through the mazes and dungeons of this Fright Fest than our very own dueling critic, Jonathan Abarbanel.
Boogity boogity, everyone. It's that time of year when witches and warlocks take up the night. But jack-o'-lanterns aren't the only thing shining their lights around town. Theater troupes have dusted off their goblin and ghoul costumes to create special Halloween shows to terrify or delight or both. Each year it seems there are more and more of them for two obvious reasons. First, they're fun to do, and second, they make the box office go ka-ching. By my reckoning, there are at least 15 Halloween shows to choose from, mostly at smaller off-loop theaters that don't have subscription audiences, which gives them the freedom to mount a special occasion production. Also, most shows are new and original. Take Babes with Blades, an all-female ensemble of stage combat experts. Their show, Horror Academy, offers original stories of vampires, cannibals, and zombies who slash and burn right up the babes' dark alley. Here's a scene from the show.
Unstrap me!
I've broken a rib.
Unstrap me!
The buckle. The doctor.
Do it!
Even without legs, you're the most dangerous thing in the room.
I'm not a thing!
You will become one.
Horror Academy runs through November 4th at the North Lakeside Cultural Center. At Lifeline Theater in Rogers Park, the Halloween tale is an H.G. Wells classic, The Island of Dr. Moreau. This is the mother of all mad scientist stories, set on a desert island, of course, where a mad doctor engages in horrific experiments creating humanoid monsters, of course.
Every night, in the comfortless embrace of sleep, my mind returns to the source of its infection. The birthplace of the waking nightmare my life has become. It all began with a shipwreck.
The Island of Dr. Moreau actually is a serious adaptation of a serious novel. As such, it fits Halloween, yet also is part of Lifeline's regular subscription season. It runs through December 2nd. Many Halloween shows are family-friendly, while others are out to entertain more than shock. And several are strictly adult fare, grotesque, sexual, and riddled with gore. And yeah, maybe fun, too. If you go to the porno zombies at Prop Theater, you'd best leave the kids at home. Ditto Grimm at Theater Building Chicago, a late-night, unexpurgated retelling of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales. Or take Disturbed 2, an adults-only environmental piece at the Oracle Theater that really intends to scare the daylights out of you. A few shows this Halloween season will be reassuringly familiar, such as The Birds, a campy adaptation of the Alfred Hitchcock film, playing at the Burger Park Fieldhouse on North Sheridan Road. It's presented by Hell in a Handbag Productions, a troupe that does this type of film send-up all the time, not just at Halloween. Also, there are several musicals that many people already know, among them rival tellings of The Phantom of the Opera. The Andrew Lloyd Webber version opens a two-month run this Wednesday, Halloween itself, at the Cadillac Palace Theater in the Loop, while a completely different musical version, Phantom, continues at Theater Building Chicago on the north side. Just a few blocks away, an all-new production of The Rocky Horror Show has opened at the intimate Mercury Theater on Southport. The producers hope Rocky Horror will run far beyond October. But if Dr. Frank N. Furter and his minions aren't fit for Halloween, I don't know who is. Or perhaps I should say, boo, who is. For Chicago Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Abarbanel.
Jump to the left, and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips, you bring your knees in tight. It is the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again.
Some of those local theater productions may give you a fright, but Chicago writer Carolyn Alessio says trick-or-treating shouldn't.